Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mic on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Steve Harvey got a radio show because I can't tell it to you any other way, because God has been so, so very amazing to me. But the same God, and there is but one, that same God is, can, and will be amazing in your life if you just allow it to happen. You know, I was somewhere, you know, and I was driving on the freeway somewhere, and I saw a billboard, and it was a guy in a field on his knees, and on this billboard it said something to the effect, When you've run out of answers, try prayer. That was the billboard. When you run out of answers, try prayer. And I was going somewhere. And I don't even remember. I go so much, man. I was just going somewhere, and I saw this billboard, and I thought about that. And man, I cannot tell you how true of a statement that is. When you've run out of answers, when you don't know what to do, when you feel weak, when you are at a low point, when things just seem to keep happening to you and you don't understand why, prayer is an amazing weapon. Prayer is available to all of us. Here's the deal. You don't have to go through all that you're going through alone. See, and I'm talking to men, women, boys, girls, students, leaders, bosses, employees. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care if your relationship is all jacked up. I don't care if your kids and your relationship is jacked up. I don't care if your relationship at work is shot. Your coworkers seem to always make you the butt end of the joke. You always, somebody always talking about you behind your back. You're finding it more and more necessary to try to hold your head up and walk past these people when some days you can't even get your chin up off your chest. There are people out there that are going through, kids that are going through being bullied at the school. You got students in college who know that they want to have a college degree, but they're faced with so many temptations out there, so many things that can sidetrack them. If you're a woman out there and you've been alone by yourself for so long and you're just tired of being alone, you really want a relationship. You really want to have a mate. You want to meet your soulmate. Whatever it is, prayer is the answer. You are listening to a guy who is a direct recipient of prayer. I can't tell you anything that I've gotten out of that I didn't pray about. Oh, now, there are a lot of things. Hold on. Let me backtrack a little bit. There are a lot of things that have happened in my life that I've gotten past without praying because I think my mama was praying for me. And then there's this thing that God has called grace and mercy that he just somehow keeps us all waking up every day with our foot on some form of solid ground. Because he's just waiting on us to come to him. But y'all, if you can implement prayer into your day, every single day, and I'm talking about put it in there at the top of your day, put it in there in the middle of your day, put it in there when you close your day out, when you sitting at your desk and ain't nobody bothering you, that's a good time. Now look, you don't have to make no scene. You ain't got to let everybody know, oh, I'm spiritual, I love God, look at me, oh, I'm down. You ain't got to do none of that. Matter of fact, don't do it for that reason. Because if that's your reason for doing it, that's going to be your reward. If you want somebody to just say, oh, they pray every, you know, they pray at lunch and they had a Bible on their desk and they have a bunch of highlights in it. If you're sitting it out there so people can see that that's what you do, then that's going to be your reward. Please know, that's going to be your reward. What I want you to do is pray. Ask God for the things, the desires of your heart. Have a faith. Believe in them. But pray earnestly, man. I mean, actually go at it with saying, hey, God, listen to me. I can't do this without you. I need your help. Listen, I know a lot of people that pray. I know a lot of it. If I told you the rich and famous that I talk to that pray constantly, it would amaze you. And that's all I'm saying today. I'm saying you got to check into that, y'all. Just go check God out. Go check him out. You finna go through something, man, that you can see the trouble coming. Go talk to God about it, man. Matter of fact, you done already got yourself into trouble. Go talk to God about it. You can't see no way out. You're in a situation, you thinking about doing something straight crazy. Pump your brakes, partner. Slow down a little bit. My man, slow down. Don't. All you're going to do is make the situation worse. Go over there today and talk to God. Talk to God for real. And look, man, you know what, man? Sometimes I've gone to God and I've just said, hey, God, I don't have a clue. Matter of fact, I'm so jacked up right now, God, I don't even really know what to ask you for. I just need some help. I'm so deep in some mess right now. Not only can I not see the way out, I can't see my way around. There's a poem called Invictus, and the opening line says, out of the night that covers me, black as a pit, from pole to pole, I thank God for whatever be for my unconquerable soul. This line is so deep. It starts off saying, I am in deep trouble. I'm in a pit. Black as a pit from pole to pole. I'm talking about, man, from over there to over there. It's pitch black. And man, you ever been in that situation before, y'all? Because I have. I'm talking about black as a pit from pole to pole. God is there. God is available. God is always standing by. He just wants you to come to him. See, he's been coming to you a whole lot of times. He's presented himself I can't tell you how many times he's shown you how good a God he is. He's given us all grace and mercy without us asking for it. He's gotten you through some things, and you looked at him, boy, oh, man, I don't know how the hell. Okay, that's cool. I'm cool. No, 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 no. That wasn't cool. That was God. What you tripping on? Oh, man, you know, I was doing something the other day, and, man, I just came out of my, I don't know, what's that, man? I said, man, that's cool. That's cool. Cool. Hey, man, that was God. That was God looking out for you because you his child. He would love to hear from you. Pray, man. When you're out of answers and you don't know what to do, pray. If you see some trouble coming, pray. If you already got into it, pray. If you don't know the answers, pray. If you can't see no way out, pray. Pray, man. Talk to God. Don't make a scene. Just talk to God. All right? Very important.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Excuse me. Ladies, gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? We will need your undivided attention today because any division of attention will result in brain fusion. You must focus on this show, other you will suffer from brain fusion. That's when your mind collapses with the calamity of about to go down up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Wow, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Caller for real.
So aggressive.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Damn it, June. What up, Jake?
What up, Steve Harvey?
Hey, folk. And see, they went long with it.
Yeah. Everybody get some of that. Yeah. Well, how are you?
Stop.
Yeah.
Man, I was just thinking about Luther's songs, man.
Luther Vandross?
Man, y'all, you got to do is say Luther.
What the hell?
Black people say Luther. Yeah.
Luther.
Well, we know who it is.
We know.
Yeah, people who have one name receive one name accreditation. Yeah.
Luther.
Mm. With Luther, you know who that Whitney.
Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Marvin.
Eddie.
You know. Whitney.
Shocker. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
You
Tommy who?
No,
you know who the hell
Tommy
who?
Gonna be Tommy.
You know who the hell who? Tommy
Davidson.
Tommy,
you better get on the bandwagon.
Tommy, I'm
damn
with
it,
you, man.
Tommy.
But when you said Tommy, it's either gonna be heel figure or
right. Tommy Davidson. That's what I thought he talking about. Tommy.
Don't get me wrong. You're gonna get to Tommy, but
it's gonna be some other Tommies in the way.
I put it out
see,
there.
I ain't even saying no.
Yeah.
Not a word. Not a word.
I didn't
say
it because hashtag 2018.
But you did say who, though, right after I said time. You did say who.
But I shut it down because I didn't want to be the one, but I was confused. Tommy.
The way he said it with the conviction.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But we
expected. The Family Feud. Heel figure.
We expected from you, Steve, but Jay, who's always Team
wait,
Tommy.
Team yeah. Tommy.
Okay, so wait. Let me ask a question. So let's say we playing Family Feud.
Uh-huh.
Top surveys on the board. We got eight answers up there.
Right.
So now, the question that Uncle Steve will ask is, give us the top famous Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Top, is that the way you would answer the question?
No, the question is, top eight answers on the board.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. Tommy blank. Bing.
Gun.
I'm ready.
Tommy Gun.
Tommy John.
Tommy John underwear, too. Shirley.
Jefferson.
Thomas.
What the hell is that?
Tommy Jefferson. That's they relatives was close to.
Yeah.
Carla.
Tommy from the TV show Power.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy Ford.
Tommy
okay,
Ford.
I take Tommy Ford.
Tommy Ford. Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Tommy
yeah, yeah.
Lee Jones. Oh, man. That was a good one. One of the great actors. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Thomas the Train.
I'm better than a damn train now. Come on. All right,
Tommy the Train.
And that's the last one. What? Tommy who?
Let's keep playing.
Tommy.
Team Tommy.
He is not Team Tommy.
It's time for something funny if you haven't had enough. Coming up next.
More.
At 32 after, we'll be right back.
We'll finish up with the Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny. Here's part two of Family Feud. We're playing it right here with Steve as the host.
And we are just still stuck on top eight asses on the board, which is turning to 18. Top 18 asses on the board. All right. Fill in the blank. Tommy blank.
Tommy Chung.
Yep.
Tommy Chung.
Tommy Bahama.
Bahama.
Yeah. Tommy from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to kill me.
How about Tommy Stupid?
Okay. Well, that at least puts me in there.
What about your boy from Friday, Tommy Lister, Debo? That's his real name, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Debo. Tiny. Real name I ain't never heard of him
that's
either.
Tiny, ain't it?
Yeah, Tiny.
Yeah, his real name
Tiny.
Is Tommy.
Uh-huh.
You know who else?
I thought it was Tiny.
Tommy Lee.
The musician.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from he used to be married to Pamela
drummer.
Anderson. Yeah.
We're talking about top popular Tommy's.
He's popular.
He's very popular. Name Tommy.
Well, we said a lot of people without you.
How about this one? Team Tommy.
Yeah.
No. You're too late.
The team it's you're Tommy not blank. On.
Oh, the buzzer now goes off?
Tommy Brady. Can you make that
one? Oh, I got one.
What you got?
Tommy Mottola.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He used to be married. Yeah. Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Oh, what the hell?
Then you go to run.
Tommy Jenkins.
Who was that?
That's the dude I went to high school with.
Yeah. I was going to say my Uncle Tommy.
Tom Cruise.
My uncle, yeah.
Tommy Cruise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
And now we going Tom or Tommy?
Oh, Tom Petty.
Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers.
Yeah. He just recently.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Tommy, it's a lot of people that we didn't know.
Tommy Thomas.
Is you got an attitude?
I know I'm in top eight Thomas now. Hell.
Hey, Tommy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to be known as? Tommy what? If you filled in it blank, it would go Tommy what? Tommy blank.
Tommy the Great.
Tommy the Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it just fits me, don't you think?
No, I mean, Tommy the Great.
You asked, yeah.
Yes.
You should think highly of yourself.
No, I mean, but would anybody else know that? I mean, we playing Family Feud. You really think that's on the board?
Well, Nephew Tommy is on the board.
Nephew Tommy is
a... Ask us some more questions.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, Family Feud.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is all radio questions from about us.
Okay.
If you were to describe Shirley Strawberry in one word, we've got the top eight answers on the board. What would it be? Mm. Top eight answers. One word to describe Shirley Strawberry. Junior?
Eyes.
I took mine.
Jay.
Bougie.
Yes. Carla.
Beautiful.
Tommy.
You're welcome.
But. I went on to say it again.
Uppity.
How many more we got? How many more?
I hate everyone
got,
on the
you
show
you got,
except
we did
Carla.
Five, three more to go.
Classic.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Junior.
Can't cook.
That's two words.
I should have said food. You go, Unc.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Oh.
Stylish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're intelligent?
Well,
we know who isn't.
Well, yeah. We damn sure know who ain't. Because in all of the Phillies, Tommy Blank, intelligent, stupid came out.
All right, let's do somebody else.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing radio questions. Survey, top eight answers on the board. Name two words to describe J. Anthony Brown.
Two?
Yeah. Anytime y'all want mine.
Quick.
Quick?
That's one.
That's one. Oh, you need two to get well, you two.
It don't have to be two.
Oh, okay. Okay. Quick.
Go
ahead.
Rhymes with quick. Thick.
I know what that is.
Championship team. Championship team.
I'm petty ass.
I love it, Junior.
Really funny.
Come on, Steve, with yours.
Man, I got black bastard.
Yeah. Right off the
top. Wow. Can you say that?
He just did.
Just did. You can say that on the radio.
Oh, God.
He's a nice black bastard, though.
He snores.
All right, here we go.
You only work with him.
And two words to describe Steve Harvey, top eight answers on the board, or one or two. To describe Steve Harvey, let's begin.
I need two words. I got two words.
Let's begin with Thomas Miles.
Motherfucker.
I had to bleep that whole thing. Colin Farrell.
Rich.
Shirley Strawberry.
Handsome.
Junior.
Careless.
Dana. Yeah.
Jay Anthony.
Whatever Tommy said, put the word black.
Back to you, Tommy.
My.
Oh, goodness, Tommy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Last one. Junior.
Okay. Ball lead.
Out of control. I'm going down a hill. I'm the dramatics. Man. Roping down a hill, spinning on the ground.
All right.
Your kisses make me dizzy in the head.
All right, coming up next is Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back, and we're going to tell you how Jimmy Kimmel wants you to celebrate his son Billy's first birthday. Wait till you hear this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, details on how you can win a trip to the Essence Festival. Yes, that's right. And in entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish, that's our girl. She says, guess what? Chivalry is dead. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. Come on, Neff.
Facebook banded. Yeah.
It's the way you say it.
Got to say it with emphasis, you know. Facebook banded. Run it, cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Maurice.
Yeah, this is Maurice.
How you doing, man? My name is Dorsey. I'm trying to reach out to you. You're on Facebook quite a bit. Am I right?
I mean, I'm on the computer a lot, man. That's what I do.
Okay. My wife, for some reason, man, it seems that you've been having a lot of back and forth on Facebook with my wife, Denise. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, at first it was kind of cute or whatever. You know, I'm seeing your name on the wall all the time. And you keep IMing my wife back and forth. And
You mean IMing, instant message?
That's what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. So my thing is, what is all this here with you and Denise? You know,
okay,
you're making
man.
These little...
Yo, what you say your name was?
My name Dorsey.
Okay, Dorsey, check this out, man. I got over 1,400 plus friends on Facebook. I don't know who your wife is.
Okay.
I don't recall. I am in though Denise right now. And, hey, I don't know who she is, man. I think
okay,
you got
well,
the
let
wrong
me ask
too.
You this. Let me bring it to you so we can refresh your memory. Because you're constantly asking her about how things used to be. Remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? You know, it's a whole lot of remember this and that. And you asking her, you know, about hooking up whenever she got time.
Okay, see, I don't even do that, man. I don't even do that. I don't do that, man. I got too much to lose. I don't do nothing like that, man. You know, I could have over 30 out of 1,400 friends, man. I could have over 30 Denises on there, man.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man. Are you telling all the Denises that you want to hook up with them? Are you telling all the Denises, remember this, remember that?
I ain't telling nobody nothing, man. Look, I try to live my life as peaceful as possible, man. I'm not on that, okay? You know, Darius, whatever your name is, man.
My name is Dorsey. And let me explain something to you, man. I done seen pictures, brother, of high school pictures of you in a group on the site. So I know exactly what you look like, okay?
You say me and who?
I done seen a group of you all that went to high school together. And evidently, you know, you one of these guys. So I'm finna figure out exactly which one you are.
So what, I was tagged on a photo or something like that?
however you want to call it. I don't know much about the damn All I'm letting you know is that I got a problem with you, Maurice, hitting my wife up trying to see about can she get out with you, can she do this, can she do that.
Look, Darius, you need to go check
it's Dorsey, man. It's Dorsey.
I don't give a what your name is, man. First of all, I'm on the toilet, and you calling me early in the morning when I already got... Look, I'm peaceful, man. I don't even cuss no more, man. You done got me out of my zone, man. Look, I don't know who your wife is. I don't be on Facebook like that. It stay up in the corner while I'm on the computer doing other
my
shit.
Wife
so it looks like I'm
Denise.
On here.
You understand me? My wife is Denise. You talking to Dorsey. You understand me? Now, let me tell you something. If I see your on the wall, if I see you eyeing in my wife, it's going to be some Maurice.
How is that? You don't even know where I live, dude.
Oh,
look,
don't worry
I don't know
about
who
that.
You...
I will find that. If I found your number, don't think I won't find
it. How did you find my number? Right, you're right. You're right. You do got my number. How the hell did you get my number?
Don't worry about that. You're going to be saying that when I get on your front doorstep. How the hell you find my address?
Yeah, you come to my door and see what's going to happen, man.
And when I leave, you're going to be saying, why the hell did you whoop my That's what you're going to be saying.
I got you. Come on. Hello?
Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it clear. Maurice, if I see your name on my computer dealing with my wife, Denise, again, I'm coming to your house, and I'm whooping your ass.
Okay, look, Darius. I'm going to own this. You listening?
Man, it's Dorsey, man.
Dorsey, I apologize. Dorsey, look, man, I feel for you. You know, it seems like your wife is on the computer a lot. Hey, she IMing people, whatever. But I'm the wrong cat to talk to, man. You need to talk to your wife, man. You know, y'all need to settle that, man. Maybe y'all need to go to church, man, talk to the pastor or something. But I'm the wrong cat, man.
All right, I'm going
to
tell you something, man. You keep talking about you feel for me, you understand? Let me tell you something. I feel for you. If I see your on my wife's computer one more time, if I see a baby picture, a high school picture, a high school sweetheart picture, I don't give a if you played football or ran track. If I see any picture, anything dealing with your name, Maurice, on my wife's computer, I'm kicking your
Wow. You know what, man? I don't give a who you is, Darius, whoever the I can't even remember what the your name is, man. Do not call my house no more. I don't know who the your wife is. And you know what? My address is Trail, man. You come on down here, Decatur, Georgia. You come. Man,
all I'm saying to you is get your off
you
my
I
computer.
Gave you a chance to talk. I told you where I live at. Now you bring your to my door and you see what happens.
I got one more thing I want to say to you.
Man, you ain't got to say stuff to me, man.
Yes, I do, Maurice. Before I get in my car and head over there, I got one more thing I want to say. Is you listening?
I'm hanging up.
Are you listening to me?
What the f*** you got to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Chris.
Wait,
hello?
Wait, you say who?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Chris got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Boy. Wait till I call Chris, man. Oh, I don't believe it, man. For real, man. Man, you're going to make me close my Facebook account, man. Wow.
Let me ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So you got to be careful about these Facebook people. You
seriously.
Understand that? You know what I'm saying? Who on you? You gotta see who on your who, your wife or your girlfriends, who following them. I always see who following who. Know what's happening around them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna just be
Said
showing
the prankster.
Up. Yeah.
Said the prankster. I know. Why are you talking like that?
That's prank just, talk, sure.
There's so much
talk.
Going on right
prank
now.
Prank talk almost like spade talk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the big joker. It's like that. Facebook bandit. Get my latest CD. It's in Walmart right now. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? And yes, I will. Pranking everybody.
All right, so Jimmy Kimmel, guys. Jimmy Kimmel celebrated his son Billy's first birthday on Saturday. This was after a really rough year of heart surgeries and everything that we've all heard about. So Kimmel was very open, you know, about Billy's surgeries and has become an advocate for healthcare in America. He posted an adorable picture of Billy on Instagram over the weekend. He was tasting his birthday cake and wrote, "A year ago today, God gave us this tough little boy. Please wish Billy a happy birthday by registering to vote."
There you go.
Okay.
Go. Love it.
That's the best way to celebrate little Billy's birthday. Register to vote, everyone. So if you're not happy, we can vote some of these people out of office, okay? All right, coming up at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you how to win a trip this year to Essence Fest. That's the fun place to be in the summertime.
Don't take your side piece down there. You will get caught. Go ahead on, Shirley.
Yes, Lord. Too many women down there know it.
Try it if you want to.
If you want to, all hugged.
And our girl, Tiffany Haddish, says, "Chivalry is dead. Where are the gentlemen?"
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show wants to give you a chance to win one of four trips for two to the 2018 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola in New Orleans, baby, July 5th through the 8th. All you have to do is listen for the daily keyword, then go online for your chance to win. One winner will be selected each day starting tomorrow. Today's keyword is essence. That's simple. Essence. E-S-S-E-N-C-E. Essence. To enter and get rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. And now, speaking of the Essence Festival, remember Girls Trip last year? It was a huge, huge movie for Tiffany Haddish. She, of course, was the breakout star of that movie. Well, Tiffany feels like chivalry should not be dead. That is the takeaway we get from her rant against a TMZ photographer. Tiffany took to social media. She was just going in on a guy that watched her and her girlfriends load these really heavy bags of luggage onto an SUV by themselves. Take a listen.
Let me tell you how f***ed up this is out here, okay? I fly into L.A., fly into Los Angeles, LAX. TMZ standing there like, with the camera, want to take a picture. We got 18,000 bags, all right? The man standing up on the pillar watching me and my girls load this SUV up, this Escalade up all by ourselves. He stood there and watched us do it, holding the camera, stood there and watched us. As soon as we finish, he gonna come over and be like, "Can I ask you some questions? If you don't get the f*** out of my face trying to ask some questions, you could have been helping us. I would have stood there and talked to your ass for 30, 45 minutes. I would have told you every, I would have told you who the big Beyonce. I would have been standing, I'd have told you every thing. You would have helped us with these heavy ass bags, you lazy. I know your mama raised you better than that standing there." He stood up, leaned up against the wall next to the car and watched us.
Wow.
I love
Tiffany. Wow, Tiffany.
I'd have told you who bit Beyonce.
Everything.
Oh, that's funny, man.
I agree with Tiffany.
Now watch. Somebody going to have a problem with that.
Why?
Well, I don't have a problem
with
that.
No, they do, man. People are so touchy now. Why is she talking that way? Why is she?
Oh, man. That's Tiffany.
It was hysterical.
Okay.
Yes, it was really funny.
I just have one question, though.
What's that?
Why didn't the driver help him?
I mean, someone clearly should have helped.
Standing right there, right?
Yeah. But she was on him because he wanted
something
from them.
He stood there the whole damn time.
Just watching.
This would be a good end.
Yeah.
Let me help you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Now, can I ask you some questions?
Exactly.
Yeah, she could have told us some bit Beyonce. We could have got a lot of compliments with this man.
Exclusive.
That damn TMZ dude messed it up for everybody.
Put your camera down and help.
Help her open
the door. But I understand where she comes from, but chivalry's not dead. There's some good men out there, man. It really is, man. They know how to do it the right way. Hanging that.
Let me get that door.
Chivalry,
let me get them bags.
Coming.
It's still out
there.
Yeah, easily.
My girl, my daughters don't do nothing.
Now, we're going to do some cussing and ask you what's in this heavy-ass bag. We're going to do that.
What did you pack?
But we're going to get it in the car.
I mean, we're going to go, damn, what's in this?
Body in here?
But that's just making conversation.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There's a good end. You had a chance to get in, man.
Yeah.
Help out with them bags.
And find out whatever you needed to know.
Because we want to know who bit Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who
did bite Beyonce? I thought that was solved.
We
want to
know.
No, that was not solved.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Anyway, Tiffany, better luck next time with these bags, all right? Maybe the TMZ guy learned a valuable lesson.
Oh, yeah, you need to help out, blood.
Yeah, you know, courtesy and kindness go a long way.
Get you a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, come on, Steve, introduce Miss Ann, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here without a doubt. Our voice of reason, understanding, and facts, the talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Steve. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Police in Toronto say that 10 people are dead. 15 others have been injured after a man driving a white van jumped a curb and plowed into a crowd of pedestrians yesterday. Authorities have the driver, identified as 25-year-old Alec Manazian, under arrest, but there's still no word on whether it was an accident done on purpose or whether it was some kind of terrorist act. In Tennessee, the suspect in the murders of four innocent patrons at a Nashville Waffle House on Sunday morning in custody, being held on $2 million bail. 29-year-old Travis Ryan King was arrested in some woods and not far from his apartment, according to Nashville Police Chief Carlos Lara.
Once he was in custody, the detectives went, cut off the backpack off of him because he was in cuffs. When they looked into the backpack, they saw a silver Kimber semi-automatic weapon. With 4-5 caliber ammunition, a flashlight, and a holster.
Authorities say Ryan King opened fire early Sunday morning with a semi-automatic assault weapon, killing four people, Black and Hispanics, injuring four others, two of whom still listed in critical condition. Still no mention of a motive, by the way, but according to a police report obtained by USA Today, when Ryan King was arrested by the Secret Service last year for being inside a restricted area near the White House, he described himself as a, quote, sovereign citizen. Now, the FBI describes sovereign citizens as a group of anti-government extremists who believe they don't have to abide by the laws of this country. They also say sovereign citizens buy into all sorts of conspiracy theories. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups and their crimes, say they've written about some 10 incidents so far this year linked to sovereign citizens. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders finds herself in a familiar position, translating a tweet from the commander-in-chief. Over the weekend, the president made some rather bold statements about North Korea, saying that the North had, quote, agreed to denuclearization, which would be an historic breakthrough. But Sanders is walking that one back.
We're not going to make mistakes from previous administrations, and we're not going to take the North Koreans simply at their word. We're not naive in this process.
Sanders says Trump did not mean that North Korea had actually agreed to give up their nuclear weapons, only that they agreed that the goal should be to get rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. The defense rested its case yesterday in Bill Cosby's retrial on sexual assault. Over the last 2 weeks, Cosby's attorney have tried to paint his accuser as someone he was having an affair with who tried to hold him up for money. The 80-year-old disgraced comedian never took the stand in his own defense. Closing arguments are set for later this morning. Finally, today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Okay, well, not alive exactly. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, we want to salute hero 29-year-old James Shaw Jr. from Nashville.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
This brother right here showed some bravery when we really needed it. He took down the gunman who was naked from the waist down. He was armed with that AR-15 rifle. This guy went in to a Tennessee Waffle House early Sunday on a shooting spree. He killed four people, wounded four others. Here is James Shaw on the Today Show explaining what happened.
How did you manage to wrestle the gun away from him?
When I ran through the swivel door acted kind of like a pushed the gun down, so the barrel of the gun actually bumped down and it was aimed towards the ground. And once it was aimed towards the ground, I held the gun down, I think, with my left hand, and I think I was maybe punching or hitting or whatever I was doing with my right hand. And then once he released it, at one point in time, he had it in one hand. And then when he had it in one hand, I just took it from him and I threw it over the countertop. And then I was still trying to get out. So I took him and myself out of the Waffle House. I knew my best chance of surviving was outside. Mind you, he was nude. and he just had a jacket on, so I didn't know if he had another weapon on him, like a knife, or he might have had a handgun, but I knew if I could get outside that I would be all right.
Wow. So remember his name.
I just need some more swinging room. I got to get outside, get half naked.
Yeah.
I'm finna stomp all the manure out you. I just got to get your ass outside. Man, right on, bro.
Yeah, remember his name, James Shaw Jr., only 29 years old, okay?
Yeah, and we see, you know, we saw yesterday on the news the suspect was captured, Travis Ryan King. The police did capture him, and he has been arrested, and he is in custody. The FBI or the authorities have seized his weapons before. He has been troubled with the law before, and at the White House, he has a record, this young man. And the authorities returned his weapons back to his father, and his father obviously evidently gave the weapons back to his son, and here we are.
Yeah.
So. But the bruh took that gun, threw it over the counter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to separate you from gun.
James Shaw Jr., 29 years old, hero.
And the FBI had been following this guy. He'd already been to the White House with guns.
He's been in trouble before with the White House.
And he thought Taylor Swift was stalking him or something. He had some mental issues.
Taylor don't want you. Taylor was too busy doing the remake of September.
You ain't gonna let that go.
All right, it's time to switch gears, guys. We're going to have some fun. Coming up in 10 minutes at 34 after the hour, Steve and the guys are going to make you laugh with Comedy Roulette. That's coming up.
Benny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's go. It is time, guys, for Comedy Roulette.
I love it. I love it.
Comedy Roulette, Jay.
Let me break it down, Steve. I got to. We got new people, Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve.
I haven't said what.
You know his nerves are bad, Jay.
All right, here's where we take five subjects. We put them on the wheel. We spun the wheel. Where it stopped. We will do the damn thing. Hit it, Shirley.
All right, here we go. The five categories. Number one, excuses people use who owe you money.
Yes, do that.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, number two, doctors don't always know what they're talking about. Okay.
There's some old people saying that.
Number three, why are you talking? Your team sucks. Okay. Number four.
No, Jay ain't got nothing for that.
Uh-oh, number four. I think I took the wrong pill.
That's me.
And number five, and that's when you realize you were lost, okay? All right, spin the wheel, Cap. We'll see where it stops.
Come on, doctors.
I like the doctors. I like the doctors.
I took the wrong pill.
Oh, it stopped at number five, guys. And that's when you realized you were lost.
All right, here we go. You, this is when you realize you lost.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to turn the music down so you can concentrate.
You got to look right.
Yeah, can't nobody concentrate with this loud ass music. Y'all see me lost?
I'll tell you when you know you lost. And this happens all the time. When you drive and the street signs go from English to some right, you can't even recognize it. You trying to figure out, I don't even know what. Is this still Maine? That's all I need to know.
Let me tell you something. Uh-huh. When you riding and you in the middle of nowhere and you see a sign that say 10 miles to Jurassic Park, man, your ass is lost, man.
Not Jurassic Park.
Jurassic.
Come on, Steve.
God, I should know so many of these. When you driving and you mutter to yourself, that ain't the damn house.
Here's when you know you lost.
Come on, Jay.
You make a right turn, and it's a no exit. It's you.
You lost.
You ran in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
What the hell am I doing?
It's a circle.
This is when you know you lost. Anytime you got to put your car in reverse and look over your shoulder.
Back all the way back.
You backing out.
You backing out. I know goddamn well.
All right, go ahead.
When you ride and you see one store and get out and this white man say,
You got any idea where you at? Man.
That's scary on so many levels.
Yeah,
you get at a stop sign and you go, where the tree at that used to be right there?
Right.
It was a tree.
Right.
When you're driving and you stop, and the guy said, sir, it's like the last time I told you. I keep telling you the directions.
Directions. This is how you know you're really lost. I've done this quite a time, too. When you tell, you got to lean out your passenger window and say, my man.
Yo, my man.
My man. Hey, my man.
I got one better. Go ahead, Tommy.
You know you lost when you sit there and you say, you know what, I'm going to leave my car and just Uber from here. I just don't know where I'm going.
All right,
this is how
on,
you
Steve.
Know you lost. Close if you ever say these three words right here.
Yeah.
Excuse me, little boy. What?
You in the neighborhood street? Little boy.
Excuse me, little boy.
I'm talking to
kids. Your ass is lost.
Yeah. Who you mean?
You need some help, bad.
You need directions. Serious help.
Excuse me, little boy.
What you need, sir?
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call. Plus, we're going to tell you about a former NFL player who was criticized over his daughter's prom picture. That's all coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss it. But up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
You ready?
Yeah.
You know, everybody deserves to have any type of occupation that they want to have.
Okay.
All yeah. right? Uh-huh. This right here, the blind barber.
You
the blind barber.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach up that run the bar. Yeah, you run the barbershop down there, don't you?
I own the barbershop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That's still good because it's just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7, Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at, and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute! What the hell? I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind, but I still, you know, I'm not gonna let that stop me. You know, I'm still gonna.
Oh no! Hell no, man! Wait a minute. You what?
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good, so I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. You ain't that kind of in my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now, because now you can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
No, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this is something. This what I like, though. This I feel like this my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now I got the qualifications and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair. That kind of shit in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I don't want you to do is make me mad about this, because I don't, you know, not.
How you gonna get mad about something that belong to me? I'm off, and you telling me this that you blind, Doc? I can't help you when you blind, man. Going on with that?
And, now listen, I'm gonna tell you this here, and I'm gonna tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barber shop. I'm gonna fill these booths out, and I'm gonna start cutting. Now, what? One thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you gonna cut hair? It's gonna be some furniture moving around up in the.
And I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere. Now, you better keep your. With my shot.
You gonna get your whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your on.
Nah, as long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. Your blind can't cut no man. My shot. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call any you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting hair. My. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming, and I'm coming to whoop your. Cause you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. But who gave you my? No. You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your finger to?
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. How the who gave you my number?
What difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See,
I don't give a damn. You don't call my personal phone, man.
This shop.
That's where I do my business at.
This is what's wrong with black folk nowadays.
You don't call my personal number. What the hell wrong with you? You can't get a shit. You understand me? You can't get a thing from me.
You gonna watch your tone with me. What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna watch a thing.
Don't
you bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you gonna watch. You gonna watch me get on your this evening.
How you gonna get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that when I get a chance to. Man. You ain't no good. You ain't no good.
I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Then go easy on when you see him, huh?
Oh, I'm gonna light his up when I see him.
Blind man ought to be able to cut hair, shouldn't he?
Why not? Why not?
He can feel his way through
for
your head.
Blind men, yeah.
No.
Sometimes you get a haircut, it look like somebody blind.
Exactly, Jay.
They had full 2020 vision.
I've had a couple of those. Yeah. All right, hold tight. Y'all give me a second. Let me say this right now, because this is important. This Saturday night, April 28th, Montgomery, Alabama, it's going down. Me, Bruce, and the one and only Eugene Antoine Ferguson is in the building. Montgomery, the Gump, y'all better get ready, because Stupid is about to come to town. Tickets on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Here we come. What y'all think? No, I don't care what y'all think.
All right. Thank you, nephew. We appreciate that. Listen, guys, former NFL kicker and CBS commentator Jay Feely, you guys know him. Well, he's come under fire recently for a picture he took of his daughter and her prom date. The problem Twitter had with the picture is that Feely was holding a gun, and he wrote, "Wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a good time, a great time at prom, hashtag bad boys." Feely tweeted the picture and has received so much criticism that he issued an apology.
Twitter got a problem with that, but they ain't got no problem with what Trump doing, though, when he get on there and get the tweet.
Right.
No, see, because the football player, you can attack him with no repercussions. You attack this president of ours, he going to retweet about you.
Yeah, hashtag bad boys. Remember that.
Yeah, you know? Bad boys.
From the movie.
Yeah, from the movie. Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. You know, being a mom is like a thousand little jobs all wrapped into one amazing responsibility. From trauma nurse to afternoon mathematician, somehow moms do it all. This Mother's Day, show her how much you appreciate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36.
Pink, orange, lavender, all that, man. 1-800-Flowers. They pick these flowers in their prime, man. Fresh.
Yes.
Order today from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's what your mama would like anyway.
To order 36 sorbet roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click that radio icon and enter code STRAWBERRY. Hurry, because this offer ends Friday.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about an hour, guys, Carla's here with her reality update, Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion Part 3, Carla. Yes. Oh, Lord.
That deserves a dun-dun-dun.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. Now, remember, if you need some advice on your relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and whatever else you might think of, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay,
so I can send
that's very important.
If I got a issue, if I have a sex issue, I can send that in.
Well, I don't know if we can help you, but
none of us can.
He's unhelpable, Steve.
Ain't nobody getting in that with you.
I can't find good help nowadays. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: If I Could Roses One More Time. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a wife and a mother with a great career. I love my husband. He is my best friend and an amazing father. But sometimes I feel like he doesn't value me. Before we got married, I knew he wasn't very romantic and he didn't pay attention to details. Over the years, I realized that he does not get me. For example, I have never liked red roses and he knows this. But throughout our marriage, for every occasion, I get red roses. I've never complained about the roses because I feel like it's better than nothing. And I've told him my favorite flowers are lilies. When he brought me my engagement ring, he got the ring that best fit his budget and not the one I wanted. When we have sex, if anything new or exciting happens, I am always the one to initiate it. I've always had a high sex drive and I told him, but I guess he thinks I've changed. I've never denied him sex, even though I only enjoy it occasionally. He seems bored a lot during sex and it takes the joy out of it for me. I am attractive and men notice me when I'm out. I don't play into it because I have no desire to cheat on my husband, but it feels good when other men notice me. I want my husband to enjoy spending time with me. I've talked to him about his attitude towards me, but he still falls short. But if I get red roses one more time, I'm going to flip out. What can I do to make my situation better? Please help me. Well, the letter isn't just about getting red roses. It's about a lot of things, but you kind of made it about red roses. It's about your husband not being very romantic. It's about your husband not listening to you. It's about your husband not paying attention to the details, like you say. It's about you not being happy in the bedroom when you guys are intimate. It's about a whole lot of stuff in this letter, but you put it on the red roses. I mean, and that could be the catalyst for all the for all this stuff. You know, if he listened to you about the red roses, maybe he would listen to you about other things. It just sounds like, you know, he's not listening to you. And the way you make it sound, he just does whatever he wants to do. You also threw in here about you're attractive to other men and you don't want to cheat on your husband. So that's going through your mind. But because you said you feel good when other men notice you. You want your husband to enjoy spending time with you. It doesn't sound like he doesn't enjoy spending time with you. It just sounds like you guys have some communication issues going on here because you tell him one thing, he doesn't listen. He does at least buy you roses. So if you tell him you like lilies, have you shown him the kind of lilies you like? Have you taken the time to tell him, okay, I don't like these, honey. Well, why don't we flip it up, you know, switch it up. Anything new and exciting in the bedroom, you have to initiate it. So it just sounds like everything is a problem, not just the red roses. I think you guys need to sit down and have a serious conversation because he's not listening. You're not getting through. Communication, I think, is your main problem. Steve?
Here's the problem in this letter. It's very, very simple. And you said it at the outset, which made me not understand the rest of the letter. I feel like he doesn't value me. Before we got married, I knew he wasn't very romantic and he didn't pay attention to detail. You knew it. He showed this to you. Before you got married, he didn't turn into this dude. He was that dude. You married him anyway, thinking you could change him, probably like so many women do. But like the minister told me one thing, the only thing that changes the day after you get married is the appearance of your left hand, third finger. Now, he is the exact same thing that he is being. Over the years, I realized he does not pay attention to details. For example, I have never liked red roses, and he knows it. Yeah, but your problem is he do. He like red roses. See, red roses do something to him. He love red roses. I always dreamed of giving a woman red roses. That's in his mind. So you going to get these damn red roses.
Whether you like them or not.
Hell, you don't. Who don't like red roses? They everywhere. They on the parade route. But throughout our marriage, for every occasion, I get red roses because he liked red roses. And he done decided a long time ago, this ain't about you, this about him. I've never complained about the roses because I feel like it's better than nothing. You got to say something. You can't be married to a fool like this and then don't tell him he a fool. I'm sure Miss Miles tells Tommy all the time, you a fool.
What the hell? What the hell? What are we doing? No.
I'm pretty sure she says that to him. Tommy, you a fool. Because she know.
Really, so Steve?
This boy. What? I'm just saying. If you're married to a fool, you don't never tell him that. You don't think Marjorie said to me, why is your ass so crazy? You don't think she said that to me?
No.
Oh, many
without
times.
Without a doubt.
You don't think one of Jay's ex-wives had ever said to him,
which
your
one?
Black ass don't need to be married. You don't think they said that?
All right, listen. Hang on.
You don't
to
think
that,
one
Steve.
Of Junior's girlfriends ain't said you sick again?
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get into it with part two of your response to today's this, strawberry letter.
This if woman, I if roses, I get roses one more time, you married a man that don't pay attention to detail. You know, you're sitting up in here, you're mad because he done bought you roses. Now I know Shirley was saying, you know how many women don't get nothing? Well, hell, if you're getting what you want, if you're getting what you don't want, ain't that the same thing as nothing?
That's the same thing.
Hell yeah, you might well not give me them flowers. I hate these damn flowers. They stink to me. He ain't coming in there with these red roses. Now, she's never liked red roses. She's never complained about the roses because I feel like it's better than nothing. Well, you should have complained. I've told him my favorite flowers are lilies. He may not even know what a lily said, and Shirley said it better. Buy the flowers and show him what you like. You're married to an ignorant person.
Jesus, lilies.
Damn. When he bought my engagement ring, he got me the ring that best fit the budget and not the one I wanted. When we have sex, if it's anything new or exciting to happen, I'm always the one to initiate it. I've always had a high sex drive, and I told him, but I guess he thinks I've changed. I've never denied him sex, even though I only enjoy it occasionally. Mm. Oh, so now he ain't bringing it. Yeah. See, that was really wrong.
There we go.
I'm saying there's so many problems in this letter.
I didn't notice this in the letter till I just read it. Not only is you coming in here with the wrong damn roses, the wrong flowers, you bought me a ring I didn't like. I told you I had a high sex drive. Now you in here, and you ain't in here frying this bacon the way I like getting it fried.
With the raggedy rose.
I like my bacon well done. Yeah. You in here leaving with all these raw edges on this bacon. I like my bacon extra crispy, and your ass is in here 30-second microwave in this bacon. I don't want no Steve Harvey easy bacon.
Really?
I want my bacon fried on both sides long time. You can fry my bacon in 2 minutes. 2 minutes ain't gonna cut it in here.
This ain't about flour.
That's what's wrong. Ain't got a damn thing to do with flour.
Everything is wrong in this life.
He seems bored a lot during sex, and it takes the joy out of it. He bored. He bored because he ain't doing nothing.
But buying you roses.
I ain't ever bored. You know why? Because I'm in here with tricks. Because tricks ain't for kids. Not in the bedroom, man. Tricks, it ain't a rabbit in here.
You don't have a rabbit in there?
Tricks is for grown-ups. And I got plenty. Messing around here, you in here doing things you never thought was doable. Put your knee up on this nightstand.
Hold right there.
The knee. Careful.
Put your knee in.
Take that lampshade off that lamp. Hand it here. Watch this.
What? What you about to do with it?
Take two corners up of that sheet off. Just take two corners off. Watch this. Go ahead. Put one hand on the window. Hold on. Hold on to the window. But pull the curtain back. That's too far back. Close the curtain just a little bit. All right, now stand right there. I'm going to go back over here by the door.
Give me that hot light bulb.
Yeah.
Y'all stupid.
Hold on.
You can unscrew that hot
light bulb. Put some of this hot baby oil on the bottom of my right foot.
No, just your right foot?
What?
What about the left?
Don't worry, I'll need that for traction. Now. Everybody ready?
I don't know where we're going.
Ain't nobody finna be bored up in here. Yeah. I have ideas. Bite down on this here. What?
Uh-oh. What is that?
Hennessy.
Now, anything. Don't worry about it. Now, Shirley, here's the one mistake you made in the letter. You said that she's attracted to other men. I think she stated that she...
No. Well, I...
feels good when other men notice me.
Yeah.
It does. That she wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
I want my husband to enjoy spending time with me. I've talked to him about his attitude towards me, but he still falls short. That could be the problem, his height. Because that could be it right there.
But he still falls short.
He still falls short. If he's a little man, you ain't going to get all that.
That's not what she's saying.
I'm just saying, just in case that's what he did.
No.
But if I get red roses one more damn time, on top of this ugly ass ring I'm looking at, and the fact that you ain't frying this bacon like I want to, bring them thorns. I'm gonna take the roses. I'm gonna flip them upside down. I'm gonna push all them thorns up to where the sun don't shine.
Oh, no.
Give me them roses one more time. I'm going to flip out. What I have to do? Listen to me. You have to flip out. He's not getting these conversations you're having. You have to flip out. Because he don't listen, and it's about him. You the one in there making sex exciting. You gotta flip out. He ain't listening. You got Snap Crackle Pop. You Rice Krispies with milk on it. Next time he bring them red roses in there, just at the top of your lungs.
Do what now? What should she do?
The next time she bring them red roses in there, at the top of your lungs. I don't want no MF.
What?
MFing red effing roses. No effing more.
What? What?
What?
And start whipping him with the thorns.
This has gotten violent.
Yes, it has.
It's got real violent.
Yes, it has.
And he'd just walk out. It'd be rose petals all over the floor. He got cuts on his arm from them thorns. And you'd have cussed him out about them roses.
A rose ass?
And take that funky ass ring. Ain't worth a damn.
All right, Steve, we got to go.
I'm going to here watch this porno tape because this man in here knocking the brains out this girl.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please join me this Thursday.
Take this cheap ass ring.
At 1:30 p.m. Sorry, Eastern time for the Strawberry Letter Live after show on Facebook. That's all right, darling. Steve and J. Anthony Brown, you guys are going to reenact a typical situation. Sometimes when you come home from work, you just don't want to talk right away. Okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update is coming. But first, Steve and the guys in the show were talking about this the other day. When they come home from work, sometimes they just don't want to talk right away. They want to talk.
Ain't got
to
be work.
But not right away. So Steve and Jay did a reenactment when the husband comes home from work from a long day at the office and the wife wants to talk. And I want to point out that Jay plays the wife in this segment. Take a
I'm
listen.
I'm glad somebody else the lady.
Take a listen.
You've been at work all
damn day. Basically, you don't want to talk.
Just want peace, quiet.
You just want to come in and not talk to nobody.
Well, why
who don't understand that?
Every man.
How come you don't want to talk?
See what I'm saying? Here's how it go.
What's wrong with talking?
Here's how it go. You just walked in the house.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your day today?
I'm tired. I'm beat up, man. It was rough out there today.
What's so rough about it?
Jay's playing
good woman. I won't go into it or nothing. It was just a long day, baby. You know how I get sometimes. I just gonna sit down and chill, get my thoughts, have a minute to myself.
Well, what happened?
It was just a long day, you know, just long.
Long like what? I mean, long like how?
I've been down there all day now. I just been there all day. If I've been there all day working, I got two jobs. Mm-hmm. I just got home. It's just a long day. I'm just tired. That's all, baby.
Well, what happened on the first job? Just tell me that.
That's too much.
Ain't nothing in particular happened. You know, it just was.
So you were there all day, and you're telling me nothing happened in particular?
Nothing meaningful happened.
So something did happen?
No, baby, listen. What I'm saying is.
Careful.
It was just a long day. It was just just the day-to-day got in the way, and I was just tired of it.
So something happened that you don't want to tell me about?
No, ain't nothing happening that I ain't want to tell you about. I'm just trying to tell you ain't nothing really happened, but just was the...
Well, why are you raising your voice?
I'm tired.
You sound like you're yelling. I mean,
All right, listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
Bring it back down.
Look, I ain't trying to... Look, I'm not yelling. If I did, I apologize.
Okay, then. Forget
I just
want to
go
on
in here. I tell you what, listen.
What happened on the second job? What happened
Look. I'm tired. I didn't have a good day. I'm just going to go on in here. I'm watch a little TV and eat. And I'm going to go.
So you don't want to talk today? Is that basically what you're saying? You don't want to talk
to me? Well, I've been talking all day.
So I ain't seen you all day and you come home and now I want to talk. You don't want to talk to me. Is that basically what you're saying? You've been talking to them other people all day.
But I was at work, though. I'm off now.
Oh, you can only
chill.
Talk at work. Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to chill.
Oh, okay.
No, baby, look.
You
I just want to chill.
At work. At the house, there's no talking.
I just want to chill.
I see how it goes.
No, I just want to chill for a little while.
Don't you have a talk show? You have two shows where you just talk. Then you come home and just no talking? That's how it goes?
Well, I got a radio show, too. I do the radio show, then I do two talk shows.
And
I got a briefing, and I do meetings.
You talking to meetings?
Y'all talking in meeting.
You talk on the show?
Yeah.
You talk on the radio show?
Yeah.
But you can't talk home.
Bring it back. What the hell? I'm tired of talking.
Oh, you loud. Just,
bring it back. Oh, okay. Down. Now you're getting loud. I see how it goes. You're getting loud now, yeah.
Well, you ain't listening.
I'm listening. I'm trying to talk.
No, you ain't hearing me. My voice raising because you're not listening.
You know what? Forget it. Just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. Forget I asked. Mm-hmm. Forget it.
All right.
Nah, I don't want to talk no more.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go on in here and say
ever,
that.
Ever.
I'm going to go on in here and say that.
I'm not talking to you no more. You don't have to worry about me talking to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, when you come in from now on, I will not be talking to you.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. See how you like that? Okay. If you don't want to talk, then I don't want to talk.
No, that's baby, right. Look.
No. I tried to talk. But you didn't want to talk.
Okay.
Now you want to talk.
Okay, well, look.
Now
this
we talking
now? Okay, listen.
Now we can talk.
Clap it up.
Baby, I'm going to go on in here and just sit down and chill.
Because you can't talk to me.
All right, babe. Just look. Just whatever you say.
I just need to know, are we talking or are we not talking?
I was going to hear. You said you didn't want to talk to me no more.
Okay, then forget it. Now. We don't have to talk.
Okay.
Let's stop talking.
All right.
You don't talk to me and I won't talk to you.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. That's good. That works fine for me.
Ever talk to you again.
Now, he walks away under his breath.
Mm-mm. And
so he thinks, yeah. And he says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He being the husband.
Her ass is crazy.
And then she follows him in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, yes. I just have one question. Yes. I just have one more question.
Come on, Jay.
To ask you.
You better be a woman.
Why? Don't you want to talk to me?
Yes. What did I do?
Yeah, what did I do? Uh-huh. Because I didn't do anything to you.
No, you ain't did nothing. I just told you I had a long day. But now, you said you ain't want to talk. I said I'm going here to chill. And you to follow me and then ask me again.
All right, well, forget it. Forget it, then. No. One more thing. I got one more thing to ask you.
Columbo.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, okay, so one more time, mm-hmm. Under my breath, and I don't think she can hear this. So I said to myself, this heifer crazy.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard you. I'm crazy?
Here she comes.
Now I'm crazy. Uh-huh. Now I'm crazy.
I wasn't talking to you.
Job ain't crazy, but I'm crazy.
No, babe, I ain't say you was crazy.
I'm crazy. Now I'm crazy.
No, I said.
What, no, I'm going to show you crazy, Steve.
No.
I'm going to show you crazy.
I ain't say you was crazy.
I said this crazy. I'm crazy now. I'm going to show it to you.
No, I said this crazy.
No, you want to see it? I'm going to show it to you.
What I'm looking at.
Wait, what?
He's already looking at
you. You want to show me crazy? I'm looking dead at
man. Every man who's with his wife or girlfriend, laugh when you get at work, okay?
Wait till she get out the car.
Oh, my God. That's it right there.
Nah. Hit us up on social media at Steve Harvey FM if you want to join us, if you feel the same way. Let us know how you feel. Steve Harvey FM, okay? Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. She's going to talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, part 3.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Carla Ferrell is here with reality update.
Yeah, thank you, nephew. Woo! All right, so it was explosive. Part 3 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Very explosive. Kim Zolciak, the ladies just went off on her. And
what's
Nene,
she do?
Ooh, baby, that Nene did not hold back. I mean,
she got her lip glowed up. I know that.
Who, Kim?
Ooh, you sound like my mother Nene. When you said that.
Nene?
No,
You talking about Kim's
her lips.
Yeah. They look a mess.
Man,
she had something done to her lips.
Yeah, she got them injections.
What?
In
yes. Yes.
Is that a question, Jay, for real?
I haven't seen the picture. I really haven't.
It looked like Shirley lips on her face.
Wow.
They that big.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Jay said they look like your lips, but no. She didn't get that much meat.
Yeah, if we're talking lips, wait a minute.
No, she had my lips on her damn face. She wouldn't be able to breathe. White lady would fall out. You can't be white.
The pressure.
Plus, you don't even know how to hold them.
Yeah.
See, my jawline, all that strong. Each one of these lips about 5 pounds. This will pull your face down. You need a facelift. You put some lips on this.
Take years of practice.
To be able to hold these lips up like this and talk.
make them smile and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. Her lips are doing way too much. Kim's lips are doing way too much. Yeah, it's too much. Too much. All right, so anyway, NeNe went in on Kim, and the ladies felt like Kim was wrong for Roachgate. Remember that?
He was.
The video. She was dead wrong for that. And then she accused NeNe for being on drugs. And it was just a lot that they felt, or the ladies felt, that Kim did not take responsibility for the stuff that she said and the stuff that she did during the season. And, you know, NeNe called Kim a racist. It was heavy. It
what?
Was ugly, ugly, ugly a last racist? Night. Yeah. So moving on, Andy.
Oh, Kim liked me.
Well, you know why they said NeNe called Kim a racist? Because of the whole Roachgate mm-hmm. thing. You know, and you're saying, and so what Candy was trying to explain to Andy, you know, it's pretty much where you're saying, well, that you over NeNe's house, her house is dirty, you know, you, black people, the projects, you got roaches. It was that kind of thing that Candy was trying to explain why NeNe, why NeNe felt the way that she did. So moving on, Andy asked your girl Sheree J.
Hey, and Junior. And Tommy, yeah, go ahead.
And Junior.
Okay, the fellas, okay.
No.
Married Tommy.
I could be team Sheree.
You can be on a team and be married, Sheree.
I'm not in that.
Your scary ass. You could be on team Sheree.
He ain't gotta be on that team.
Well, go ahead.
Why you can't be on the team with us, man?
He's scared.
Of all of them on the show, I think Cynthia Bailey is the flyest.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Cynthia is beautiful.
Well, but anyway, all that stuff you're talking about in the letter, you can get that from Sheree.
I'll tell you who else I like on this show. I like Candy.
Oh, yeah, I love Candy.
I love Candy.
Yeah, Candy's the realest.
Laredo?
Yes. Yeah.
But I love how they joke around Cynthia and Candy are booze.
Yeah, yeah, they are booze. All right, so Sheree is engaged to Tyrone. And Andy asked her if she was engaged to Tyrone, and she said that she wants to be engaged when he gets out of prison, and that he's going to get out of prison in 2 years. But we all know that it's really 4 years, and his parole was denied, and he's not getting out in 2 years. So there you go. So, you know, everybody was kind of looking at Sheree like, what's happening with you and this guy? Anyway, back to Kim. Kim said that everyone is jealous of her because of the fact that she had a spinoff, Don't Be Tardy for the Party, and she had a skincare line that made $15 million.
Wow.
Kenya was like, if you made $15 million, why are you sitting on this couch with us? So it was just a whole bunch of drama. Andy asked NeNe if Kim and NeNe could be friends again. NeNe said no so hard. Y'all know at the soccer games.
No,
you know at the soccer games when they say go, she held that no so long. She was through with it. But the real drama was after the show, after the taping, the reunion show.
Uh-huh.
Kim was in the bathroom crying to her husband, and Andy was in there taking a listen. Kim felt, she felt like Andy didn't look out for her. So take a listen to this meeting in the bathroom after the taping.
Andy, like, how much can a person take? There wasn't even one positive question for me. It was hammered, like...
I didn't think it was all bad.
You have the control to say stop.
That's the vibe, honey.
No tears.
Crown did not even shift.
You know why you have not found another white woman to sit on that motherfucker? Because nobody's dumb enough to do that.
Oh, you should
I'm so upset with you.
Upset with me?
Yes, like I just didn't feel like you stuck up for me or helped me with them ganging up on me.
I don't want you to feel like that. I definitely don't want you to feel like that.
I did have Portia. Portia stuck up for me. I just didn't feel like you were really sticking up for me.
I was trying to grab Kenya, telling her to stop, because she was really going at your kid. She wouldn't stop.
And I don't know if I expected you to just
thought. I thought it all even before you got out there. I'm not here to fight nobody's battle. But NeNe has everybody around. I honestly, that was horrible.
Like, put yourself in my shoes. Damn, five African-American women just hammered.
Like, I couldn't even speak. Like, my mind's a whirlwind.
So there you have it. So Kim,
what? Well, it ain't no need to talking about put yourself in my position with all these African Americans. You know how many of them was on there when you got on the damn show.
Yeah,
there ain't no more white women on the show. Now, if you want to get on Beverly Hills or New York, you're going to have to move.
And what about what she did? I mean, who does
it's not
that?
About that. They wanted her to be.
But I thought she tried to make it like, Andy, you didn't protect me, all these black women. Andy's white. Andy ain't finna get in that with you.
You on the show. Andy ain't on the reality show.
And the black one making him money.
And they gang up on each other, too. If they, if
man, they be in each other's behind.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that's reality update. Hit me up on Lips by Carla. You want to continue the conversation?
Take them lips off.
It's
too late, dog.
What up, everybody? This your boy, J. Anthony Brown, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show, talking to you about Headliner Taco Tuesday going down at the J-Spot, Los Angeles, California. That's Headliner Taco Tuesday at the J-Spot, Los Angeles, California. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. Taco Tuesday at the J-Spot, Los Angeles, California. Watch out there now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to TMZ, guys, Kellyanne Conway says First Lady Melania Trump is a superior First Lady, and the country is lucky to have her. That's right. Conway was asked about reports that Melania has gotten the cold shoulder from U.S. magazines, while former First Lady Michelle Obama appeared on at least a dozen during President Obama's 8 years in office.
Because...
Well, you know why.
Conway says Melania is such a superior and excellent First Lady. This country is so lucky to have her. She proceeded to rave about Melania's achievements, calling her a wonderful role model for women and girls. I don't think she needs to be on the cover of a magazine for everyone to see how wonderful her work is.
Oh. Well, look, all you got to do is talk about Melania. You can't compare her.
They do it all the time.
But see,
Steve,
that's not what you should do. Yeah. It's just like what Donald Trump is trying to compare himself to Obama. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make any sense. And what he's trying to do is he's just repealing everything Obama did. He has a misconception that if he blows your candle out, that it'll make his brighter. Nah, man, you still just a flicker, dog. It doesn't matter what you say about Obama, how many of his policies you undo, is not going to make you a better president. They should stop comparing Melania to Michelle, because it ain't none.
No comparison.
She is her own First Lady. Now, I'm not knocking her in any way. In any way am I knocking Melania, because I think that the First Ladies and the kids should be off limits. They didn't do it with the Obamas at all. But because they didn't do it with the Obamas, I'm not going to get on that bandwagon. Our problem is with the president.
Yep.
She ain't making no policy. She seems like a nice lady. She's very well dressed.
Oh, fly.
That chick bring some outfits. She's very well dressed. After that, just let her do what she do, and we'll decide if she's a first-class first lady. The public will decide, not the Conway lady. You can't make us think nothing about something she ain't doing.
She's an superior first lady.
Superior First Lady to
excellent.
Who?
She's superior. The country is lucky to have her.
We don't feel that way about her husband, though. It's her husband we having trouble
He's
with.
He's trying struggling. To escape, actually.
Huh.
He's trying to get out.
Yeah.
She's smiling so hard about
the boy.
Yeah, everybody was saying. Yeah, the happiest they've seen Melania is when she was sitting
behind that pole.
President Obama.
She got out.
At the funeral.
Barbara Bush's funeral, yes.
But she looked happy at a funeral.
She looked happy, right. What is that?
She looked happy around people, other people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you got to imagine this.
On social media. Yeah.
Your husband is all over the news for having a relationship with a Playboy bunny who he took to his apartment in New York with a porn star who he paid $130,000 to. This is the news. And you got to deal with that. You got to deal with hearing this woman talking about passing by your room, looking in your house. Mm. Why are you married? That's rough. Now, even though it was 12 years ago how many other years ago? It's still, man, that's tough.
It's humiliating, Steve.
That's tough.
It's humiliating.
And I feel for her because, you know, look, this who the president is, man. She dealing with it.
Well, you know, Jordan Peele is doing part two of Get Out. You know, that's...
The movie?
Yeah, that's about the First Lady in the White House. that's what it's about.
I didn't know that.
4 years of trying to get out this house. I'm just trying to tell you what part two all about.
I didn't know that, nephew. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show wants to give you a chance to win one of four trips for two to the 2018 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola in New Orleans, baby, July 5th. Through the 8th. All you have to do is listen for the daily keyword, then go online for your chance to win. One winner will be selected each day starting tomorrow. Today's keyword is essence. That's simple. Essence. E-S-S-E-N-C-E. Essence. To enter and get rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. And now, speaking of the Essence Festival, remember Girls Trip last year? It was a huge, huge movie. For Tiffany Haddish. She, of course, was the breakout star of that movie. Well, Tiffany feels like chivalry should not be dead. That is the takeaway we get from her rant against a TMZ photographer. Tiffany took to social media. She was just going in on a guy that watched her and her girlfriends load these really heavy bags of luggage onto an SUV by themselves. Take a listen.
Let me tell you how f***ed up this is out here, okay? I fly into LA, fly into Los Angeles, LAX. TMZ standing there, like, with the camera, want to take a picture. We got 18,000 bags, all right? The man standing up on the pillar watching me and my girls load this SUV up, this Escalade up, all by ourselves. He stood there and watched us do it, holding the camera, stood there and watched us. As soon as we finish, he gonna come over and be like, can I ask you some questions? If you don't get the f*** out of my face trying to ask some questions, you could have been helping us. I would have stood there and talked to your ass for 30, 45 minutes. I would have told you every, I would have told you who the f*** be Beyonce. I would have been standing, I would have told you every thing. You would have helped us with these heavy ass bags. You lazy I know your mama raised you better than that standing there. He stood up, leaned up against the wall next to the car and watched us.
Wow.
I love Tiffany.
Wow, Tiffany.
I
love Tiffany.
I would have told you who bit Beyonce. Oh, that's funny, man.
I agree with Tiffany.
Now watch. Now watch. Somebody gonna have a problem with that.
Why? Well, I don't have a problem
with
that.
No, they do, man. People are so touchy now. Why is she talking that way? Why is she? No, man.
That's Tiffany.
It was hysterical.
Okay.
Yes, it was really funny.
I just have one question, though.
What's that?
Why didn't the driver help?
I mean, someone clearly should have helped.
He was standing right there, right?
Yeah. But she was on him because
he
wanted
him.
Something
stood
there from
the whole damn time.
Just watch.
This would be a good end. Let me help you, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now can I ask you some questions?
Exactly.
Yeah, she could have told us to beat Beyonce. We could have got a lot accomplished with this man.
Exclusive.
That damn TMZ dude messed it up for everybody.
Put your camera down and help.
Help her open
the door. But I understand where she coming from, but chivalry's not dead. There's some good men out there, man. It really is, man. They know how to do it the right way. Hanging
that. Let me get that door. Chivalry. Let me get them bags. Coming. It's still out there. Yeah,
easily.
My girl, my daughters don't do nothing.
Now, we're going to do some cussing and ask you what's in this heavy ass bag. We're going to do that.
What did you pack?
But we're going to get it in the car.
I mean, we're going to go, damn, what's in this?
Body in here?
But that's just making conversation.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a good end. You had a chance to get in, man.
Yeah.
Help out with them bags.
And find out whatever you needed to know.
Because we want to know who bit Beyonce.
Who bit Beyonce? I thought
Fresh
that mystery
Coachella,
was solved.
We
want
to know.
No, that was not solved.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. All right, coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks. We'll be back at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go, last break of the day. Steve Harvey, take us home with some enlightening closing remarks.
All right. Today, I want to share something inspirational to all of you again. I want you all to understand something. It's not that I know everything, because I don't. But I have been through quite a bit. My life has been a walking testimonial, if I'm allowed to say that. I am a walking testimony of the power of prayer, what prayer can do to change a person. I am a walking testament of what grace and mercy is, because God has forgiven me thousands of times. He has poured into my life above and beyond anything that I ever really imagined I'd have. You know, it amazes me when people say, I always knew I'd be here. I can't say that. Because how can I say I always knew I'd be here when I didn't even know here existed? I had imagined some things, but I am beyond what I was capable of imagining back as a child. How would I know any of this? And so what I want to talk to you all about is a couple of things that it takes to become successful. And if you're willing to do a couple of things, you can be successful. One of the things is first things first. The Bible says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. So first thing, you got to want something. You got to have some dreams. But after you have these dreams, you have to convert the dream into goals. The only way to convert a dream into a goal is to start planning how to make the dream come true and then start taking the necessary steps towards the goal, which can still be your dream. Now, here's a cool thing about taking that step in the right direction towards your dreams. Your dreams can change, which means the goal will change. And your dream will change along the way because you're going to get exposed and see some things that you didn't even know existed before. And you'll add that to the vision board. And then you'll make that a new goal. It's just going to be a lot of that. And so you have to keep on pushing. You have to keep pressing forward because all of that is going to change. Trust me, it will. So you got to convert the dreams into goals. That's simply making those dreams have a plan of action. The next thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be willing to give up some free time. You got to get rid of free time. Time is something you can never get back. And free time often is wasted time. I'm not saying you can't have no free time, because everybody needs some free time. But you got to limit the free time until you get to where you're going. See, when you see a person who's wealthy taking some time off, they've accumulated some stuff where they can take some time off. But if you check to check, you ain't got that. You don't have that. See, wealthy people accumulate time and wealth so they have a reserve. So when they out of work for 5-8 weeks, they still got income coming. They still got money being made. But for those of you that's on the hustle and the grind, you got to cut into some of that free time. Take some of that free time and turn it into productive time. See, it's PT time. See, FT is free time, but PT is productive time. And you've got to swap those two out so you can take advantage of your times in the day. People ask me all the time, man, how you do all that you be doing? I got the same 24 everybody else got. I've just decided to remove some of the free time and replace it with productive time. And then here's the deal. I spend all my time building my dreams so when I get some time, I can live my dreams. Do you understand me? That's the exchange that you have to be willing to make, y'all. Success is not going to walk up to the door and just present itself in a basket, ring the doorbell and walk off, and you open it up and there it is. The mailman don't drop it off. It's a grind and a hustle. I say it all the time. The dream is absolutely free. The hustle is sold separately. I'm on the hustle, man. I invite you to get on the hustle. And folks, you can do it. You can do it, man. If you swap out some of this free time for productive time, if you take all this stuff you dream, nothing comes to a dreamer but some more dreams. Eventually, you got to swap those dreams out and replace the dreams with goals. If you're dreaming of a big house, you got to make the goal a big house. If you're dreaming of owning a business one day, you got to make that owning a business a goal. It's got to be a necessity. You got to want to be successful like you want nothing else. You got to want it. You got to breathe it. You got to dream it. You got to live it. You got to eat it. You got to taste it. You got to want it. You got to get funky to get it. You got to get funky to get it, man. You got to have a lot of dog in you. So if you want to be successful, convert those dreams into goals. Keep on dreaming and just keep converting them into more goals. Take some of that free time, get rid of it, and turn it into productive time. Yep. You can change the course of your life. That's the truth, Steve.
All right, Steve. All right.
Thank you. Like, all
right. Dropping knowledge. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.